is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to every single listener, each and every one of you tuned in and locked in all over North America. I'll be hanging out with you for one more hour. This show gets started. It gets going every weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I'm in Atlanta. Our super producer and host, Ryan Hickey, he is in New York City. It's been a wild weekend of basketball. We are now down to the Sweet 16. And we've had some great guests to join us to talk about all the basketball action that we've seen and the basketball action that we will see. Thank you so much to Connor Goodson for joining us in our last hour to talk about John Calipari, what he's been able to do so far with these Arkansas Razorbacks. If you missed that conversation, hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. Thank you oh so much to our guest earlier in the show, as we were joined by Mike LaTulip, former point guard for the Fighting Illini, one of the current hosts on the Field of 68. To talk about the Field of 68, yeah, we talked about not all 68 teams. We talked about the ones that matter. And so if you've missed a minute or a second of the show, like I said, go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. Thank you to people listening live on their local Infinity Sports Network affiliates. Wherever you live, I don't know where you are. I'm not tracking you. I'm not keeping up with you, but I'm glad that you're here. Thank you for listening on SiriusXM 375. And if you got a smart speaker, you in your house, you at the shop, you at home. I don't know. Maybe, I'll leave that one alone. Hickey, do we still have smart speakers in the bathrooms in New York?
Of course we do. That's one of the few constants we have here.
The speaker in the bathroom.
That's right. Can't live without it.
Is that sanitary?
Yes.
I get it. No one touches it.
Right.
You talk to it.
Right.
Okay, but it's still in the bathroom. Like, it gets wiped down, I guess, right?
That I do not know. Maybe we'll bring a janitor in here. We got a great one in Denny. Shout out to Denny. He does a great job. Maybe we'll ask him next time he's around. Do you clean?
Do you talk to the smart speaker when you clean it?
It's a little, well, that too. Well, two for one.
Have you been clean today? No.
Could you imagine?
Well, let's figure this out right now. You ready for this, Hickey? You ready?
Oh, I'm ready.
Yeah, hold on. Let's see. What's this stupid thing called? Hey, Siri. Have you been clean today?
Sorry, I don't understand.
Okay. Did that come through, Hickey?
Sorry, I do not understand.
Yeah. She doesn't understand. She doesn't understand the thought process of cleanliness. That's fine.
Well, I guess, think about it, right? Most cleanliness revolves around some sort of water and soap.
It would kill my phone.
And that would kill any piece of technology. So that's like chocolate to dogs. That's no bueno.
I will take an alcohol wipe to my phone, all right? I will do that. I'll clean my phone, man. Think about it. Phone's got to be the dirtiest thing outside of the bathroom, right?
Yeah, maybe dirtier. Just because it's everywhere.
What's dirty? A New York City subway pole or your phone? Pole or subway, right?
I mean, I do wash my phone I try to do it every day, in theory, wipe it down. So I hope the poles are dirtier than my phone, but...
Do they clean the subway poles?
I know they used to during COVID, because that was a big advertisement when nobody was riding the subway to try to get people back.
We clean the poles.
Now, I don't know when they would.
I saw a lady on the subway. She turned one section of the subway into her own apartment.
Yeah, no, that's not surprising at all.
She blocked off, not like the corner. Like one of the whole big sections, she roped it off.
Oh, roped it off.
Like with, I don't know, bags or whatever. She, or clothes or bags, she made a hole. Like where you would fit, I don't know. Let's just say 40 people in one section of the train. You know, seats on both sides plus standing, you fit about 40 people. She owned that whole section and nobody bothered her. It's hers.
I've seen that happen where the smell is so repulsive that
the whole car
is theirs.
Right, right.
I've never seen someone actually physically take bags and say, this is now mine.
Are you shocked? Well, no, not.
I'm not shocked. I'm actually not even thinking about it. I'm more shocked that I haven't seen that before.
If you or I did that, we'd get punched in the face. Somebody would look at me or you and just go, this person isn't crazy enough or homeless, so we just got to punch them.
That's right.
Yeah. If I got on the subway and I just started taking bags and I said, this section is mine, somebody would remove the bags and threaten me. Like I was, they'd look at me and go, are you crazy? What are you doing? But if someone, unfortunately, who's going through an issue is doing it, then everybody's just like, you know what? That's yours. Hickey, that might be free. We asked her, what on earth might be free? That person got on the subway for free. They got a whole apartment for free. That is
So Air, the Odyssey app, and a few homeless people commandeering parts of the subway in New York City. Those are the three free things we have on this earth. We can.
Yep.
Wow. What? Correct. What a list. What a list.
It's a world. It's a world. This is the world we live in. It's been a day. It's been a day. How about this? Right when we started the show, Cam Ward was finishing up his pro day at Miami. And to the shock of absolutely nobody, Cam Ward put on a big show. I mean, I looked at some of the reviews on USA Today. Oh, accuracy amazing. Athleticism amazing. They gave him an A-, USA Today did. And then even Cam Ward, he feels good about what he did. He had one of these spectacular throws. And then he reportedly looked over to the Tennessee Titans brass, who took him out to dinner yesterday. And apparently he kind of let him know, you better take me. Listen to this interaction that Cam Ward had as he describes it on the NFL Network.
There was a throw that you did on the roll, on the run, where you hit a dime. And it looked like you turned to the Titans brass, Chad Brinker and Mike Gorenzanzi, mm-hmm. and said something to him.
Yeah,
what did you say to him?
I said, I'm solidifying it today.
And you solidifying it today.
Locking so, it up.
They heard you. They laughed.
I made sure they heard me.
Okay. Well, we'll see what he does next month. Now we don't have to hear Cam Ward's name for a while. And speaking of on a roll, how about this? The Dallas Mavericks are on a roll with the return of Anthony Davis. The Mavericks are leading in Brooklyn 85-68. Let me say that again. Anthony Davis returned to play basketball, and he doesn't need to do a lot either. It's 17. Hickey, he didn't get hurt again. I don't think so. 17 minutes. He has 8 points, 5 rebounds, 3 assists, and apparently no injuries here for Anthony Davis. That's a plus, right?
And I just Twitter searched him just to make sure, right, there's no early exit here. He actually threw it at a dunk as well, the first 2 points of the game for AD on a dunk. So,
oh, wow.
He's, I guess, back. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, he got a dunk on the baseline. Good for him.
Oh, boy.
Oh, whatever. I don't feel bad for none of these basketball players but him. What is his Hall of Fame speech going to sound like? What is he going to do?
First and foremost, thank the trainers.
For what? Oh, my God. Really think about that. One day, Anthony Davis is going to give a Hall of Fame speech. And he shouldn't be up there for more than... His speech should be 2 minutes, Hickey. 2 minutes. 90 seconds. Thank the people at his high school. Like you said, thank the trainers. Thank LeBron. And then get off the stage.
All right. I'm out of here.
There's nothing to say. Let's think about some of the speeches that we're going to get in the future. Dwight Howard is going into the Hall of Fame, right? He has to.
He's actually, I think today he's getting inducted into the Magic Hall of Fame.
I did see that. The Lakers are in town. Yeah.
Perfect timing.
Wow.
Stan Van Gundy gave him a shout out. Good for Stan.
Oh, by the way, I think I also saw that LeBron James is going to be on Pat McAfee.
Really?
Yes, I think I saw that.
Wow.
Oh, boy. Okay. LeBron James joining the Pat McAfee show this week.
Okay.
Pat McAfee announces major LeBron James themed. Yeah, okay. All right, well, we'll see how that goes. That'll be fun. And also, by the way, we discussed, unfortunately, the ending of a lot of these college basketball player seasons and what they can look forward to. Hickey, you were correct. There's only 1% of men's basketball players in college who are drafted by NBA teams. 1%. There are approximately 63. Okay, forget. Now, let's think about this. Is this men or women? I don't know. This has got to be men and women. Total. Yeah. No, there are 34,230 men playing college basketball on the men's side. On the men's side, that there's 5,370 players. That's D1 men's basketball. 5,370. So when you just think about that pool, you think about the 30 players who are going to get drafted. Probably only 10 of them are going to be worth a damn in a few years. Like, I'd be crying too, Hickey. I would. If my team got eliminated, I'd be. Right? Like, I'm not playing for the Knicks. I'm going to, I don't know, be an accountant. I don't know, man.
It does, though, produce, to kind of laugh for a moment in a moment of devastation.
What?
It produces, though, some great quotes. If you recall the Boston College player who was asked what he's going to miss most about, you know, being a college basketball player, he said, going out to eat with the fellas.
What?
Can't get that anywhere else. In between tears is going out to eat.
Bruh. Because, Hickey, let me tell you something. Life doesn't get no, well, maybe I'm doing life wrong. It don't get no eat. I was going to say funner. I don't even know if that's a word. It's just, Hickey, it's one thing to be, like, young and not have responsibilities, okay? Like, let's think about this for a minute. You're a high school basketball athlete. You now go to college to play basketball or football or whatever sport, right? What responsibility do you have in life but to show up and work hard? And some student athletes and some students have other motivations than others. We got people who've never had to work a day in their life. Their lives are set. Some people have to work harder than others. I certainly understand that. But as an athlete, you might have problems. Everybody got something going on. But you don't have, life piles on. Like, the responsibilities become more and more as you get older. And so once you get to school, and then once you get out of school, it's like you get slapped with the reality stick. How am I going to make money? How am I going to earn a living? You have to motivate yourself. You don't show up at this time. Your schedule is instructed. If you're not motivated, you're cooked. Now you got to find that within. Now we got this nonsense from, like I just told you, Cam Ward just finished his pro day. His head coach, Mario Cristobal, who's probably kissing the ground that he walks on right now. I don't know how great he feels about his quarterback. Hickey, did you see Carson Beck and the twin broke up or something like that? You see that?
Oh, I did.
So wait a minute.
Trouble in paradise already.
This guy moves from being a Georgia Bulldog. Him and his girlfriend go down to Florida. He's now a Hurricane. They get robbed, right? And now they say they're not together, and the twin sister allegedly says that this guy cheated on her after he moved to Miami. Is that, you understanding too?
Yes. Oh, yes. That's exactly what, apparently he's a big Snapchat user.
Oh, boy. He's talking to women that's not his girlfriend. That's what it sounds like to me.
That he is.
Allegedly. And right. Then, so Mario, this is Mario Cristobal's new star and quarterback?
Yeah. Who also has, by the way, a busted elbow that he got surgery for that still can't practice on for a while.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And then, by the way, when he was with the Georgia Bulldogs, he was throwing interceptions to everybody.
That's right.
And so, you know what? Maybe there's a reason. Yeah, Mario Cristobal is thinking about how bad his future is going to look. Because today, on the NFL Network, after Cam Ward finished his pro day and looked absolutely amazing, because what else was he going to look like? Mario Cristobal he heaped praise on how awesome he is. Listen to this.
The bigger the moment, the better he gets. The harder it gets, the better he plays. I've learned that he has a knack for galvanizing people while pushing them and getting the best out of them. His relentless work ethic it's unmatched. I mean, he is a 5:30 a.m. round him, his guys up, bring himself up there and watch film, extra film, put in extra time with the coaches. And he's a guy that just at the end of the day, good day or bad day, he's going to find a way to get around his guys and make sure they understand that he's got their back. He's a guy that can change the profile, the trajectory of any program, any franchise.
Look, Mario Cristobal will not, he will not be saying that about Carson Beck next year. He won't. Not at all. I'm not a betting man. I bet every dime I got. He will not be saying that about that man next year. He won't. I don't know what it is. There's something. Hickey, there's something out there in Athens, Georgia, man. We had the two additional players who got arrested last week for speeding like nuts. And I don't, this is a big story down here in Georgia. And I saw this in the New York Post as well. So this is picked up across the country. Did you hear about the woman who was arrested like twice in 2 weeks here in Athens for like driving like a crazy person?
No.
There's a woman arrested last week. She was pulled over for speeding. She immediately got in her vehicle and decided to do what? Start speeding again. Except for this time, she wasn't giving a citation. She was arrested because she was just pulled over for speeding literally minutes before she was pulled over again. She went to the precinct. She got locked up. Hickey, she got one of those mug shots that went viral about how pretty she was looking. Her hair and makeup was done. Apparently, she was on her way to somebody's birthday party. Okay.
Couple and of I guess it must have been the greatest birthday party of all time if you're willing to get caught speeding. Not once.
Well, she didn't.
Twice in a row.
I don't think she made it. I don't think she made it. Wow. She just left. She didn't make it. She got arrested. And then Hickey, that was last week. She got arrested again over the weekend.
So she's gotten arrested three times in a week?
No, twice. Twice. She got pulled over once last week for speeding. She got a ticket for speeding. Immediately after receiving that ticket for speeding, she got pulled over again. And this time, hey, didn't I just pull you over? Uh-uh. You're coming with me. She got arrested. That was last week. Over the weekend, she was arrested for, basically being drunk in public. Disorderly conduct, not cooperating, something like that. And she got arrested. She got another pretty mugshot on the internet. She's been arrested twice in a week.
Wow.
She might as well go for the, what you call it?
What would the trifecta be of that?
I don't know. I don't know.
Drunk in public, speeding twice. I mean, disorderly conduct. I don't know if that's just too similar, but
I don't know.
Jeez.
She's a celebrity here. Oh, here we go. Oh, boy. I don't want to suck. This woman's name, unfortunately, is Lily Stewart. Man, she's on People Magazine has picked this up. Okay. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. New mugshot of college student Lily Stewart released after second arrest in a month. Okay, I give her grace. Not a week, but a month. Police allege Lily Stewart ran away from an officer at her school after entering an unlocked closed building on campus. According to her friends, they were on their way home. What? Okay. She was entering an unlocked building after it was closed and then avoiding a responding officer. Authorities released another mugshot of a Georgia woman whose booking photo for a previous arrest for speeding went viral. Oh, boy. This is not good. 20-year-old student, University of Georgia.
Wow.
This was yesterday, Hickey, according to the school's police department. Oh, man. Her first mugshot circulated after an arrest. Oh, say March 8th to March 23rd. There you go. That's a decent. Is there such thing as a decent time to be arrested? I don't know. A gap. Right. I don't know.
She's doing interviews. I just typed her name into Twitter. Holy cow.
She's not doing interviews.
She did an interview with TMZ. Talked about how after the first mugshot went viral, she was talking about all the guys that slid into her DMs.
Oh, my God. What a world we live in. This is the next Hawk Tua girl. Okay. Either that or she's going to be high by Barstool. I don't know. One or the other. Oh, man. Hickey, one of us should try this out. Which one of us wants to get arrested twice in 3 weeks?
I'm not doing it. I don't think you should do it either, because I don't think it's for either of us. It's going to work out very well.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right about that.
Well, you're not Lily Stewart, that's for sure.
Yeah, I am not. Yeah, I don't think I am. Yeah, I get arrested once. I think that might be curtains for me. You might have.
You wouldn't get the opportunity to match your record.
I wouldn't. I'm in Georgia, but they put me in there next to P. Diddy or something like that. Yeah, it wouldn't work out for me, Iggy. As it does, it would not work out for me. Hey, good for Lily Stewart. Let's see if she can go 3 for 3. Okay. What a world. To be pretty and blonde, I guess. She's not even blonde. I think those are highlights. Anyway. Hickey, she's right down the road from me. I'll go find her. I'll bring her to the studio, okay?
I guess feed into her 15 minutes. Why not ask her a bunch of questions?
Yeah. Hey, what's going on at Georgia that everybody acts like an ass? Okay. I can work on that one. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about someone who's not being arrested. He's actually being elevated to another level in life. I'll tell you who it is on the other side. You're locked into the JR Sport Brief Show. Don't get arrested on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the... I'm not confused. I know who I am and what I'm doing. It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I feel like I've entered into the Twilight Zone. Like, I'm waiting on all this basketball. I'm waiting on the Sweet 16. We just talked about this Georgia student who's just been arrested twice, and she might be a celebrity. I'm going to tell you about a different celebrity for a good reason. And then Hickey, you know Ari Myrov, right? The NFL guy on X, the 33rd team. I think we might have had him on here, I think, before, right?
Oh, didn't we have had him on a few times. He's like a real aggregator.
Listen to this. And I'm like, I'm not on crack. I'm not on any drugs. I don't do drugs. He sent this out 30 minutes ago. I had to make sure that I'm literate. Ari says, President Donald Trump said today that he plans to invite the Chiefs to the White House to celebrate their Super Bowl victory. Which one is that? Is that 40? Is that 59? Is that what that is? No, not 59. 54 victory over the 49ers from February 2020. A visit that never happened due to the COVID pandemic, which hit the country a month later. He's inviting them to the White House for something that happened 5 years ago? Am I understanding that correctly?
Yes. And like everyone, right, there's a motive behind everything. I'm assuming the motive here is there was that report, right, that came out right after the Super Bowl. The Eagles did not want to go to the Super Bowl.
They said that was false.
Did not want to go to the White House.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, shot it down, but I don't know
right.
if they're just saying that just to say it. Or
I saw that they were going. That was false because a lot of things that are said are false. And so now, I don't know. Like, why do I want to go to the White House? Like, what are you going to do? Just get the team back together? Everybody who's on that team isn't there. Oh, my God, it's true. Oh, my God. Trump plans to invite the 2019 Chiefs to the White House after the pandemic prevented the Super Bowl visit. Oh, my God. And a little too late for that?
Yes. Simply, yes. It is far too late. It sucks what happened. COVID robbed a lot of people of a lot of great things. But, yeah. No, it is far too late.
Oh, here we go. Here we go. This is... I don't know. I want to make sure I quote this correctly. All right. Trump plans to honor the NFL's 2019-2020 champs. I look forward to having the Eagles. And one other thing. We're going to have the Kansas City Chiefs after that because they missed their turn because of COVID. Trump said during an interview with OutKick's Clay Travis aboard Air Force One, no date has been officially given. The organization has not yet been invited, according to a team source. The Chiefs declined the Athletics' request for comment. You know, while we're at it, Hickey, hey, I missed out on March Madness in Atlanta in 2020. Why don't they just bring it back for me, huh? Why don't they do that?
They should. They absolutely should.
I heard the Los Angeles Lakers, they never had a parade. Why don't they have a – whoever wins the title this year, let's say it's the Celtics, why don't the Lakers have a parade the day after in Los Angeles to commemorate them winning in 2020? Why don't they do that?
Why don't we replay the games where some of the best players missed them because of COVID?
Well, I know we should do do-overs, right?
I think we should.
Oh, my God. I saw that, Hickey, and I had to go, am I reading this correctly? Like, he should. Why doesn't he just invite the Eagles and the Chiefs to the Super Bowl, or two for one, right, at the same time? We know you just beat this team, but we're going to celebrate them from this year and celebrate you from 5 years ago.
I will say that picture of, like, Tyreek Hill, like you said, all the other players that have left coming back now, I guess having to dress up would be very funny.
Oh, my God. That's not happening. Do you think that's going to – that's not happening.
I don't think so.
Not happening. Who's – Travis Kelce's going to get – they all lost. They just lost. Like, they all just lost the Super Bowl. And even if they – it's not like they won, so now you're celebrating from 5 years ago, and now you're – I don't know. Whatever.
Imagine you got fired. Like, you're an assistant coach. You on the staff to win the Super Bowl. Andy Reid fires you like 3 years later. Now they got a sheep who should go back. Hey,
come on.
You want to come back to the White House to celebrate the ring that you won with us?
You know what makes this even... That's crazy, right? You know what makes this even more interesting? Donald Trump was at the football game. I heard he didn't stay through the whole Super Bowl, but he was at the game. You think he knows what happened at the end? Does he know the Chiefs lost?
Well, I mean, even if he left early, that game was over early.
Yeah, it was.
There was no comeback.
Wow, man. This is crazy. That's nuts. Well, at least he's celebrated. At least he's being celebrated. Also, I told you before we went to break, there's someone really being elevated. I told you about that young woman arrested at the University of Georgia a couple weeks ago, arrested for speeding. Hickey, she was arrested for, yeah, you said loitering and prowling. Apparently, she prowling. Was prowling, yes. I don't know the difference between, when I hear prowl, I feel like you're getting ready to rob somebody. Like, you're sneaking around hiding on your hands and your knees.
You're like stalking someone, yeah.
A prowler, oh man. Apparently, she was with a football player from Harvard.
Who's gotten, I mean, good for him, by the way.
What?
Harvard may never find out about him because all the headlines about her.
Right. Harvard, they're too busy trying to get government funding back. I don't know. It's just
football player arrested. Who cares? We got bigger fish to fry right now.
I don't even know. They're like, man, they're going to strip us from funding soon. So who cares about that guy? What a world. Anyway, one guy who's living the life, and I hope his life just stays on an upward swing. This guy, Amir Khan from McNeese. You know, we had all this talk. He got NIL deals. I think it added up to $100,000. He got a new speaker, and apparently he's going to be on his way away from Lake Charles, Louisiana. He's going to be going up to NC State. He's going to join his coach up there, and I think as a graduate manager, graduate assistant, he'd be hired on the staff. That's not a bad life. This guy's going to get to NC State, and he's going to be a celebrity. I want you to listen to Matt Norlander talk about this on CBS Sports.
Amir Khan, the student manager who has gotten massively famous over the course of the past few days. I spoke with him afterward. It sounds like he's going to follow Will Wade to NC State and be a graduate assistant with, you know, additional roles and responsibilities to be determined. Although, to be fair, I did speak with Khan about a number of things in the locker room. One, he said it was a surreal moment to sit next to Spike Lee, which did happen during this game.
Yeah.
He also said, I'm looking forward to hopefully playing in. There's these things called the manager games that happen at the Final Four, and McNeese is getting a lot of fan voting. One manager group actually gets to go and play in that with high fan voting. So we're probably going to see more of him in San Antonio. And then he said he's absolutely open to going to NC State and following Will Wade and crew. But he's open to a lot of things. He wants to absolutely continue his education and still be part of a basketball program at the college level. So we will see more of him. We have not seen the last of him.
This guy's, he's going to end up being a coach. Watch. No, he's not. No, he's not. Who am I fooling? Maybe not. If Eric Spoelstra could be a coach, why can't Amir Khan? I don't know.
Do you think Eric Spoelstra, back in his video days of the Heat, was walking out, was leading the team out of the tunnel with a boombox blasting some rap music?
No, he wasn't.
No, he didn't have that swag?
No, I think he would have been fired by Pat Riley.
They would be calling him, yeah, Aura for his nickname. I don't know what we can even give Eric Spoelstra.
Pat Riley would have been telling him to turn that hippity hop off. He would have been telling him. Man, what a life. I hope he doesn't crash and burn. You know, like, he's not doing anything crazy to nobody. But you have these stories. Like, you just said it. This lady got arrested twice. And she's about to be a celebrity. It's like, you can't make this stuff up. Marco Belletti, you heard about this lady from University of Georgia, right?
I missed this, so I don't know this story.
A woman got arrested 2 weeks ago for going like 85 and a 50, right? She got pulled over, got a ticket, and was told, pay the ticket and get the hell out of here and slow down, right?
Mm-hmm.
She was arrested again, right after. She got pulled over again, and the officer's just like, hey, didn't I just give you a ticket? I did. And he put the handcuffs on her. She got arrested. This lady was on her way to a birthday party. Her face was beat. She had the makeup. The hair was done. The officer, well, the mugshot went viral, okay? Pretty lady, University of Georgia, you know, oh, she's so pretty, whatever, arrested. She was arrested again last night for prowling on campus with a Harvard football player. She was arrested again twice in 2 weeks in Georgia. The University of Georgia, twice.
I'm going to apologize, but I stop you. Prowling? I'm sure you probably hit the... What is prowling?
So
they were like doing the army crawl behind like the bushes? Is that what they were
Harvard
doing?
Harvard football player. They were in a building that was closed, the student center. They weren't supposed to be there. And somebody, a cop said, hey, you. And then they started prowling and avoiding.
They were prowling. Okay, all right. They were, I'm just checking.
Busted for loitering and prowling and obstruction of a law enforcement officer.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I got it.
She says she fled because guess what? She was out on bond. Okay.
Well, I mean, that would make me flee. I mean, that's a legitimate excuse. Why'd you run? Well, I'm already out on bond. I mean, what the hell? Yeah, I'm not going to just stand here for it.
Well, is it that bad when she's doing interviews about this?
Yeah, it's a problem.
Come on now.
But that say something about her or us? I think that's more an indictment on us, no?
Oh, I think society, yeah, come on now.
That's what I mean.
She's sitting down doing interviews with TMZ, and I was telling Hickey she's going to get a job working for Barstool. Watch.
I mean... This shows to show, instead of going to work, you know, do 90 in every pedestrian, I guess, area that you can and prowl a lot. This is how you get ahead.
I told Hickey one of us should try it out, see about getting arrested twice in 2 weeks and see what happens.
Yeah, I'm gonna skip that. I thought you were going to make me prowl. I was going to say my fat ass ain't prowling nowhere, so I don't think that ain't going to happen.
Oh, you want to try? You want to go?
I feel like that would be, I feel like Hickey could maybe prowl. Maybe.
There is no man on this planet that could prowl and it be okay.
Prowl. Yeah, let's look up the definition.
Any name, any guy's name in prowl, that guy is in jail for a while and being labeled a creep.
Prowl.
There's no glow up from there.
Move around restlessly and stealthily, especially in search of or as if in search of prey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Attach a guy's name to that. You tell me he's going to get a second chance?
No, probably not. But like I said, I mean, I just I don't physically think I can do it. I don't have like the wrestling shoes. Like my fat ass, I can prowl anywhere.
I
can lurk, but I'm not going to be able to prowl.
When I hear prowl, I think of raccoons. Okay.
And we're back to raccoons.
I think of raccoons. I think of burglars. Burglars, right? Cat prowling, that's what they call them.
Yeah, no. That's the only thing I can think of. You're a prowler.
Yeah, you are a raccoon. You are a thief. Or you are the Hamburglar. Like, was he a prowler? Does he count?
You know, probably. Just poorly.
Yeah.
Right?
Look at how they had to get rid of him. One thing we can't have as a food mascot is a guy in a cape and a he wore a prison outfit and a mask.
Yeah, you know what? That's kind of fair. You could be the big giant purple Grimace prowling. I'm sorry. We gotta draw the line. Gotta draw the line. Can't be a prowler.
Yeah. And then that other thing. What's that thing? It comes on Dora the Explorer. He's a thief, too.
Swiper.
The
Swiper,
fox.
No swiping.
Those are famous prowlers. Okay. You can't have prowler. None of those things are grown men except for the Hamburglar. That's it. One is a children's cartoon. It's just facts. This woman, this Georgia student, she could prowl, and she'll be famous now. Good for her. She has an issue. I don't know. Probably involves alcohol. We'll see. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Hey, good luck to Amir Khan as he ventures into the next stage of life. Hopefully celebrity doesn't eat him up. When we come back, we'll take a look at a few things that took place this day in sports history, and then we'll show love to we won't show love to Tiger Woods. I'll make fun of him on the way out.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
In the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's time for This Day in Sports History.
You see, back in those days,
we had radio and you couldn't see anything. And it was primitive and lousy and we liked it.
On the JR Sport Brief Show.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
Today is March 24th. The year is 2025. If we go back to March 24th, 1970, Jerry West, he won his only scoring title. This man dropped 32.1 points per game. Unfortunately for him, the Lakers lost to the Knicks in the finals in 7 games. God rest his soul, the great Jerry West, the logo. March 24th, 2013, Dunk City was born. Florida Gulf Coast, it became the first 15 seed to make the Sweet 16 after beating San Diego State 81-71. Listen to this. This is courtesy of TBS.
Nelson, tournament history tonight. The Florida Gulf Coast story, this improbable story continues in their NCAA tournament debut. They're going to the Sweet 16.
Unfortunately, that Dunk City squad, they ended up losing to the Florida Gators in the next round. How about this? March 24th, speaking of losing, Devin Booker, this man dropped 70 points. He became just the 6th different player to reach 70 points in a game. He did it for the Phoenix Suns, of course. Unfortunately, the Suns lost to the Celtics 130-120. This is what Devin Booker had to say about 70 in a game. He spoke to the NBA studio.
I knew when I got to 55, you know, Tyson yelled from the bench. It was like double nickel.
56 for Devin.
You know, I think if anybody's played basketball before at any level, so you might hit 2 threes in a row and you weren't expecting that. And that's just, you're in the zone.
Oh, 42 and a half. Here we go. Bye-bye. 59 for Booker.
I knew on the last free throw that, you know, that free throw is for 70.
Second free throw. Right down the middle. 70 for Devin Booker tonight.
People are like, I don't think you're ever going to realize what you did until your career is over with. And I think I'm still in that state where, you know, I still want to do more.
Man, after you score 70 in a loss, you need to ask for a trade. That's it. I don't want to be here anymore. Anyway, that was the 2017. Damn, time flies. He went to the NBA Finals and lost. Anyway, and then now he's with Booker. Well, he's with Durant and Beal. They're going to blow that team up. March 24th, 2018, Loyola Chicago. They tied for the lowest seed ever to make the Final Four. They were 15 seed after they beat Kansas 78-62. Listen to this, CBS.
This is something here. Enjoy. Chicago, you got a Final Four team. The Ramblers of Loyola Chicago headed to San Antonio.
And they eventually lost to Michigan. And Sister Jean is 103 years old. Hickey, she's still here, man. Oh, 105. God bless her, man.
Still kicking, still going strong. Does that look too much different either the last few years?
No, God bless her, man. 105 years old. Hey, I need you to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Thank you so much to Connor Goodson for joining us from hogsports.com. Talk about John Calipari and Arkansas, those Razorbacks. Thank you oh so much to our guest earlier in the show, as we were joined by Mike LaTulip from the Field of 68 to talk all things college basketball. And we've had a busy show. Talked about Dan Hurley and Rick Pitino and John Calipari. Talked about all these coaches moving around. got into Maryland. There was no damn travel last night. Get over it. You will be absolutely okay. We heard from Kyrie Irving complaining about veterans or media personalities, namely Charles Barkley and I guess Shaq, and just complaining. Anthony Davis played basketball tonight. Cam Ward showed off at his pro day. Whoop-dee-doo. And when we come back tomorrow, we'll talk about Puka Nacua, who said, I ain't playing past 30 years old. And you know what? I'll just get this out the way now. Hey, Tiger Woods, man, your next relationship, just don't talk about it. Nothing. I feel like all the Tiger Woods women, they just, never mind. That's going to get me in trouble. They just all look the same, all right? This man announced his relationship online to Vanessa Trump, the ex-wife of Trump's oldest son, and he says, hey, you know, we're dating. Love is in the air. Can we have privacy? And Tiger Woods is clueless. Go teach your son golf and be quiet. How about that? Hickey, thank you for a great show, man.
Likewise, JR. Great to be back. Very fun show today.
Always fun. We'll be back tomorrow, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. The JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network is done, but don't move. Why? JR Sport Brief Show done, but Andy Gresh is coming in for Bart Winkler.